cast of 2,000 characters, youngsters to elders, spent a beautiful autumnal weekend together on a forested pasture east of Fayetteville. 'Twas the first annual fantasy fair of the Ozarks. It's the eve before the fantasy fair of the Ozarks opens. Merchants, cooks, and performers are staging things. Four crones rove about making sure all is well. Ro Cooksey refers to herself as the Black Knight. She's a member of Mounted Fury, an all-female jousting group, as well as event coordinator and managing producer.
We have roots in the Renaissance fair and festivals, but we are expecting aliens, cowboys, Indians, sci-fi characters. We have anime over here. Fairies. Oh, yeah, the fairy realm is wide open. I think our queen's going to be the queen of the fairies yet.
The other three crones are Margaret Rivera, general manager, who is also fair queen, wise woman Pat holds center, and then Miss Kitty Cloud is designated assistant manager most capable.
Yes, I am going to be ye old know-it-all, and that is going to be the information booth, and I also do tarot readings. So therefore, I am the gypsy fortune teller and the ye old know-it-all of the village.
This event has roots in the Huntsville Renaissance Fair, one of the oldest in the country. After it faded in 1999, a rendition was held a few years ago at the University Equestrian Center. But this more inclusive fantasy fair is a crone's dream with a big future. Children enjoy a petting zoo and watching Byron T. Bear perform, a real domesticated black bear who represents all bears in sanctuary. Miss Kitty loves the animals.
A Z-donk. We are going to have a petting zoo that is going to have a Z-donk on display. You're not going to see very many of them in this country. It is a combination of a zebra and a donkey.
Along with the jousting of Mounted Fury, which is a scripted performance, patrons enjoy Steel Serenity sword fighting, the Terra Nova Tribal Belly Dance Company, the Ozark Highlands Pipe Band, the Fayetteville Drama Club presenting Shakespeare, and many Greenland teenagers on hand as volunteers. Miss Kitty says children who enter the grounds may join a quest.
And this is where they get a sheet of paper when they come in the gate, and it's going to have different little symbols on it. And they have to find these symbols in the different vendor booths or with the actors and get a stamp above their symbol. And once they get all of the symbols stamped, then they will be knighted by the queen.
There is no gender bias here, and the cost to enter is nothing really, $5 with children for $1 next year. Their proceeds to benefit Lost Hounds. Ray Dodson with the Northwest Arkansas Riding Club provided the pasture site. Farmington 4-H and other food vendors provide vittles. Strolling minstrel Jesus Rivera is married to the fair Queen Margaret.
Me casé a las tres cogí mi amante a las cuatro me casé ansiere tu hermosura ansiere tu hermosura ansiere tu
little pieces that we play around here.
What does that mean?
Oh, this is an old song. The words when at 1 o'clock I'd met you, at 2 o'clock we fell in love, at 3 o'clock we got married, etc., etc., etc. Let's leave it at that. The honeymoon, we don't want to talk about that. That's the advantages of singing in a foreign language.
Here's Lorna Trigg-Hirsch on drum and her husband Craig on flute. A ring of merchants sell art, clothing, henna body art, as well as sorcerers and fairy accessories. Lots of potters are here, most notably Fire Ohm Earth Studio, based north of Eureka Springs.
Hi, I'm Lorna Trigg-Hirsch. I build drums that mainly relate to women's drumming. I build a clay dumbek, wooden frame drums all the way from the Native American medicine drum to a Celtic bow drum. And Craig is my husband and partner.
Hello, I'm Craig Hirsch, and I build flutes and ocarinas. I'm a whistlesmith and a flute maker.
Chief of Security is a pirate whose animus, also known as Terry Boyd, who travels with a very gregarious cockatiel on his shoulder.
What is it I like about pirates? There are no rules. We make our own. And you know me, darling, where else can you get paid to look like this and get to flirt with pretty women all day?
So this time next year, after All Hallows' Eve, do attend the second annual Fantasy Fair of the Ozarks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.